Booyah! All right. Yeah.
My favorite part is that we just recently learned the high-pitched guy. Right here. He comes in. Wait, let's
hear
it.
Here we go. Yeah.
Like, who's that guy?
Who do you think he is? Freddie Mercury?
I wonder if he looks like him, if he's got the teeth.
That's the bass player.
How the fuck do you know who it is?
Ooh, welcome to the creepy corner, everybody.
Solid.
Yes, fuck the shit.
Show you're right.
That is how we live life, and that is how we want to present our show.
We're not sad.
No. Imagine actually fucking shit.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, God.
I've done a girl on a butt. Like, I mean,
yeah,
that's,
but you're
not technically kind of fucking shit.
No, I've seen actual videos of just fucking.
I know you have.
Mental patients just like fucking a turd. It's disgusting, man.
There can't
it
be
It just
any,
gets
like,
everywhere. It's so gross.
I imagine that's a quick way to an infection.
Yeah.
But, like, that can't even give you any, like, kind of friction. Like, I don't even understand the appeal at all.
It's moist.
It's moist. It's slippery and hot, right?
It stinks.
I guess you could use it like you would use, like, Vaseline or some shit like that.
I seen a poop in a pussy once, too, actually.
A pussy?
From, from my show research.
It's like that joke that we had Figs tell on our show.
Yeah.
How do you make a fig have sex with a woman?
Scott Stapp. Yeah.
Shit in her pussy.
Shit right in her cunt.
Yeah, talk about not getting SNL after that.
Yeah.
Mike Figs was worried. He was actually nervous about
what?
Not being able to succeed in the business. He's like, should I take all this stuff down? I'm like,
he's
dude,
half
you
Puerto
have...
Rican. They can't yell at him.
I was like, dude, you have years to take down. It's not going to happen. Like, everything, if you take everything down, you'll have no catalog whatsoever.
Didn't they just put an Asian on, and then they quickly made him an Asian on the show?
Yeah.
Zenhauser sent out a great tweet about that. Because his first, what was it, his first bit on SNL was
Kim Jong-un.
After all of this nonsense over Shane Gillis.
Oh, we'll talk about that.
He comes out, he's like, hey, you don't buy.
That's the Creepy Corner podcast that you're listening to. With that was Carmen DeFabio, where there's Justin Gatiss to his right or left. I'm Mike Murphy, and then with me is Anthony Zenhauser.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's up, Anthony? He's like a minimalist tonight. Mike is our... Jesus, you are sick.
We should do a whole show as each other. Like, we all pick out of a hat which person we're going to be.
Oh, we do that. Well, we can just make fun of you the whole time.
That'll be fun.
Saves
just
us time.
Do caricatures of each other.
Right, exactly.
So SNL.
Man,
yeah,
I suck so much dick.
That was really funny.
Guess who I am.
That was really funny how, the first, I think it was the first skit on SNL. Of course, it was a Trump joke.
Of course.
Big originality there. And the Asian guy doing Asian face.
Right. I'm very surprised about.
He squinted. He was squinting. Oh, and
than he normally squints, you're saying?
Yeah. And that picture.
Came out with a ping pong paddle and did a fender bender.
Yeah. he crashed into the set with his shitty acting. You can see the picture of him. He's got his mouth open, and he's going, oh, so sorry.
Right.
Me want the ice.
He sold
after
out.
After all, I know. After all that, like, trailblazing talk by the other Asian actor, it makes me so happy to finally see an Asian person on SNL.
Right.
Now I can be proud of my race. Oh, so sorry. Mm-hmm. You buy Tiki no Landi.
That's the equivalent of, like, a black comic getting on for the first time. Be like, Massa.
Yeah.
Massa. like some shit like that.
You think they did an audition? So how are you at playing a chink?
Yeah.
That
works for any stereotype. I'm saying it. They just bring you on and, like, that's the first thing you do. I'm actually surprised at SNL.
I was very, you know what it is? And this is my theory. Before the whole scandal happened, they were like, we're going to hire an Asian person, but we have all these fucking skits backlogged that we just want to get rid of.
Right.
And we need an Asian person to do
just
this.
Flush him
Kim
out.
Jong-un and
they had
about a million Kim Jong-un skits they want to do with Clinton. Rob Schneider's
there trying to get it on every week.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Asian, guys,
Bobby
for real.
Schneider?
Isn't he half Filipino or something?
Yeah, that doesn't count, by the way. Mm-hmm. My theory is that Shane Gillis was never going to get hired in the fucking first place. They just made a big deal about firing him so that they didn't get the backlash of they never had a fucking Asian person on the show.
But why
before.
Would they get backlash if they do it, finally?
Because then all of a sudden somebody, some asshole is looking at it and they're like, hey, wait a minute, has there ever been an Asian person on SNL before? And then right to Twitter.
But they had an Asian on there before.
Who?
No, Bobby Lee was Mad TV.
Bobby Lee was Mad TV.
He gets
God damn it.
Just like the Asian culture, he gets those TV shows confused as well.
Right.
It's hard to tell.
Now you watch Saturday Night Live and you're hungry a half hour later.
Right. you want to laugh a half hour later.
Yeah. Now, how do you feel? I kind of liked what Shane Gillis said in his statement.
He's more of a Mad TV guy anyway.
No, at the end he goes, I was always more of a Mad TV guy anyway. And like a lot of people thought that was cunty, but I was like, you know what, fuck it. They fucked him over. Like, I was glad he said that.
Yeah, fuck them.
I heard Lorne Michaels fought really hard for him.
Why?
It was because he wanted him on the show.
It came out that, executive producer.
No, you know what it was? It came out a couple days ago, I was reading. They said that the reason they wanted to hire Shane Gillis was because they wanted somebody to appeal to more conservative people.
Right, but I heard that Lorne Michaels was fighting to keep him on the show even after all that stuff, and it was the executives. It was
I guess they got a board.
How about
they
stop bashing Trump for an hour straight every Saturday?
Well, that's the whole point.
You'll appeal to some more conservatives.
You know what I don't get either? How does like the Daily Show, how does that take off still? I don't understand that.
It's not taking off, bro. Their ratings suck.
Yeah, but he's still on. And literally,
Comedy Central,
but for
I
half
think
hour,
is going to go bankrupt.
All he does is rip Trump for a half hour straight every
I know, and he does it in that pompous accent.
It's so tiring, dude.
That's what I'm saying. Even if you hate Trump, isn't it, you know, okay, man, what are you going to do again for the 10,000 show?
Yeah,
Trump,
right.
It's not fucking stupid.
Yeah.
It'd be like me and you hanging out and like talking shit about Carmen, but we do it for like 6 months straight.
And
like, it might be fun for 3 months, and then we'd be like, you know what? This just is. We both
like
hate
that.
Carmen, but we, you know, this isn't
Vice
working
is
anymore.
Even worse, because they put a thing on the computer, was like, how do you feel about the country right now? And it was just a billion people trashing America one after another another. Stupid.
Yeah. You see Rosie O'Donnell put out a poll on Twitter, and it was like, should Trump be impeached?
Oh, that was Rosie O'Donnell? You sent me the picture.
Yeah. And then the 4chan found it, and they just fucking bombarded it with votes, and now she's losing. I wonder what happened, actually, because the time is up.
Garbage.
On she's just upset because fucking Donald Trump ripped her apart in the public so many fucking times.
Oh, he told her to shut her fat, unattractive mouth? Well, they better get used for another 4 years of that because they're just digging their own fucking stupid hole.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Be great.
Who do you think is going to be elected?
Donald
Trump.
You think Trump's going to get reelected? Okay.
100%.
So let's say, so who's going to run against him? Who do you think's going to make it?
That's the thing. They got nobody.
They're going to run Biden.
It's not going to be Biden. I'm telling you, it's going to be Elizabeth Warren.
I think it's going to be Biden.
They're going to run Biden. So far, all this shit has been coming out about him and his son in Ukraine.
If they run.
And nothing has happened about it, dude. They're going to run Biden.
If they run
Biden.
Biden
has a better shot than Warren.
Really?
Yeah.
If they run. Well, she's half.
She looks like my like principal from fucking.
I think they have both
like
no
school.
Shot. Same no shot. Both
isn't
of
she?
Oh,
isn't she? Isn't there like? Isn't she like certain percent prairie schwuggy? Like, isn't there like a little bit of
that? Yeah, I don't know what that means either.
A little redneck and a little redskin in her blood.
Yeah, no, supposedly.
No, she said that shit, and then it got disproven. Then they do. She swore by it, and she did an ancestry.com, and it came up that shit. There was zero fucking. Stupid. That was her, right?
I think so, yeah.
She claims she was like a quarter Native American, and it came up that there was zero Native American in her.
She put
and not for nothing, if all of us did Ancestry.com, we might have a chance of having a couple percent.
Not me.
Of Native American.
No,
not me.
My parents did.
Probably
it.
Not us.
We're all most
Americans, I'll
if
say.
If you recall, I'm 1% Jew.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yo, happy Rosh Hashanah.
Do you cut a piece of your body off every night?
Well, I'm circumcised, aren't I?
We
Carmen sells sacrifices every night.
We all fell off the provolone truck a few generations
right.
ago.
Right.
Yeah,
it's mostly that.
Our parents slid into Ellis Island on an olive oil.
Yeah, I might have like wandered around my family line. I mean, might have wandered around the Roman Empire a little bit, but it's all from there. There's nothing
they
native.
They were cruising.
Me. Yeah. Yep.
Cruising for cock.
Well, because I know I got to be a little Greek, too.
You got to be Greek, dude.
My last name's Greek.
Right. All that butt sex you do, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We're talking about
it.
That's what happened to your cockles.
I remember, I'll never forget, I got into an argument with a Greek guy. Like, a fun argument, not angry. And I was like, but you guys invented homosexuality. He goes, we invented sexuality.
Yeah, that's right. Then, but then the Italians introduced it to women.
Yeah. I wish I had that line lined up when when they said that.
Oh,
that
we invented anal sex. Well, we introduced it to women.
Yeah. You know what they used to do, too? They used to fuck sheep, like, at the edge of a cliff. So the sheep would back it up.
Yeah.
I mean, these are all classics.
Back that thing up.
I've heard this.
These are all classics.
Back that thing up.
Yeah.
One of my uncles.
Yeah, it was good.
I got to tell you, it was good. It was good.
That was good.
About 50 years ago, one of my uncles in Italy gang raped a sheep, and it ended up.
Wait, what do you mean two?
Wait, is
uncles?
This a true story? Here, you mean?
Wait, the numbers don't add up.
How did this just slip in here?
So, have we never heard this before?
Because who talks about that kind
how
of
did
thing?
He,
you.
How did he gang rape anything by himself?
Him and some of his friends from the town.
Oh, nice. Because,
it's a little town. There's
that's
like,
why every spring...
One of them headlocked the...
Yeah. No, they took turns just plowing into this thing. Then it died. They fucked it to death, and then they barbecued it and ate it.
Oh, because it's marinated already.
Right, you might as well eat the fucking thing.
Oh,
that's
God.
The worst story I've ever heard.
Is that true?
That's why every spring...
How do you know that? Who
listen,
told you that in your
I'm
family?
I'm talking.
Wait, but come on. We got to stay on this.
I had a joke for it.
Where do they bring that up? Up like during cake at like a third birthday.
Yeah.
By the way, hey, why don't you tell everybody about the time you fucked a sheep?
That's why every spring Carmen's family gets together and shears them.
Abruzzi, where men are men and sheep are scared.
Oh, the dead.
Wait, so, all right, please.
I mean,
go
I
into
know,
more detail about
I don't
how
know
you know
too
it.
Much detail.
So, who was it? Your cousin? Your uncle?
What?
Your uncles?
One of my uncles.
But were they, like, drunk? Like, was it, like, a
no,
dare?
Like
the
a,
sheep was drunk.
He was, like, a 15-year-old kid. He just wanted to put his dick in something. And in
how
Italy,
about a girl?
There's more sheep
wouldn't
than
you
girls.
Do that shamefully alone and not around all of your
no.
friends?
Hey, what do you guys want to do tonight? Fuck this sheep here?
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm cool, thanks.
There's no broads around, so we might as well fuck this sheep.
Obviously, you never felt it.
Is it better that, or if, like, they all got gay on each other?
Well,
like, what would you be prouder
supposedly
of?
Supposedly, sheep box is pretty close to the real thing.
I've
that's
never
why,
heard that.
That's why the Middle Easterners are always fucking goats and sheep and shit.
But what's the real thing? I mean, that's all a matter of perspective. Maybe the real thing is sheep pussy.
Right. Maybe it's better, you're saying?
Yeah, maybe it's just better. Maybe women are like the second best
thing.
Well,
at least
sheep
it doesn't
pussy.
Bust your balls when you're done.
True. Very true. And it's delicious.
And you can wear it for warmth after.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's actually a win-win-win.
Right. You really use every part of the body.
Sex and a meal in one night.
It's delicious.
You can fuck it and kill it.
The best date I ever had.
Do you know what's great about that? You can fuck it and kill it.
Yeah.
But not in that order, and it's still okay.
It's still delicious, no matter what.
Can't get a blowjob from a sheep, though.
No.
They got the big-ass teeth, like,
they'll
you know.
Yeah, they'll
they got the nice long tongue, which might seem enticing
yeah, they want
to
you
some
lick
old
your
farmer. they'll chomp that shit off.
Because that was like a running gag in my family, when my cousin got married, I got him a sheep blow-up doll for his bachelor party.
Oh, my God.
Why did he tell anybody else? Like, how does everybody know about it?
Let me rephrase. Why did he tell anyone?
My father had four brothers. I mean, there were four dudes. They knew about that kind of shit, you know?
So your cousin might be part black.
He was a bad boy.
He was a bad boy.
I don't like that.
No, I mean, I wouldn't do it. I'm not saying I would do it.
Carmen DeFabio.
That's where it comes from. It was DeFibo.
DeFab.
It used to be, before they got to Ellis Island, it was Carmen DeSheepfucker.
Right.
I cannot believe you never said that before.
I
that's
can't believe
an amazing story.
I can't believe you told
still
us.
Shouldn't have.
Yeah,
and you said it on air.
Yeah, it's a dark family secret. What are you going to do?
That's hysterical. That's great, Carmen.
You
that's why
happened?
you're
he
essential.
Actually, he retired and moved back to Italy.
Oh wait, he was here for a while.
Yeah.
Did I ever meet him?
Yeah, but he,
yeah, I think you did.
But
actually.
Since you can't fuck
what?
Sheep here, he went and moved back home.
I wish I knew that before I met him.
You shook his hand.
I wouldn't touch that dude.
No, I mean, you can't do that in the States.
Hey, I'm gonna fuck a your sheep.
He never owned sheep over here. You know what I
mean? That's amazing.
So did they take turns with it? Or
yes,
like
they took turns with
it. Or they were tag teaming
it. But I guess it was like seven dudes, and they all fucked it. And then the sheep must have just died. It must have just gave out after seven penises were
they
in it.
They spit roasted it sexually, and then they spit roasted it.
And then they ate it? Yeah.
And then they ate it. They had to get rid of the evidence, so they ate it. They cooked it over a fire and ate the fucking thing.
I don't think they had DNA back then.
No, but in a small, poor town,
yeah, back
some
then,
guy's fucking sheep was like all he had. You know what I mean?
But oh,
all you had to do was say, I didn't do that.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, we could never prove it anyway.
But the fact that you got not one, not two, but seven people to fucking join it, to join in and go, hey, that's a good idea. Let's fuck this sheep.
It's a small town. A lot of people are fucking related. And
no, they're fucking sheep.
Dude,
is that what they called the sheep?
To this day, there's only 70 people living in that town.
Yeah, well, if 70. They fucked more people, there would probably be more people.
Right. They keep missing the girls.
They keep fucking sheep.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of retard half-breed sheep man walking around.
Half man sheep.
Man bear sheep.
It's like a real bad episode of BoJack Horseman.
It's like
Blowjack Sheep Man.
Go ahead, write that one down. I got it.
Actually, that's how you get Albanians when an Italian.
Oh, shit.
That's how they happen.
They call each other sheep, right?
They do. Yeah. That was a pretty good connection. I'll give you that there. You're autism works sometimes.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Autism intensifies.
Autistic sheep, he's out there counting the grass.
Oh, shit.
He did it.
Hey, wow. Guys.
Yeah. If you hear a sheep go, bah, bah. It's probably related to Carmen.
So, yeah, that was my uncle. Then we had he wasn't related to me, but he was the town rapist. We had a town rapist.
You mean your uncle?
This is a Borat sketch?
I met him a couple times, too. He used to play church organ for the church.
Oh,
his name
figures.
Was Dominic the Tiger. That's what they called him.
I got to write down every other word you say.
I rape.
Dominic. Dominic the Tiger. Oh my God.
It's rape.
It was good though. He played good church organ. I seen him play it one time.
A lot of organs apparently.
Dominic. Hee-haw, the Italian village rapist.
Chingity ching.
Hee-haw. Oh my God. What town is Dominic the Abruzzi? I've been to Abruzzi.
It's Dominic.
Maybe now.
Maybe now.
Last time I went to L'Aquila. I don't know if that's near where your family's from. L'Aquila.
I
didn't see any sheep getting raped though.
No. You wouldn't see it.
No, that's old. That's old. You wouldn't see it.
They keep that shit behind closed
Behind stables,
behind closed barn doors.
But it is a mountainous, weird area.
It's so on. Yeah, it's like Afghanistan, dude. It's crazy. The whole town is on the side.
There's like
of the
one strip that looks like Central Avenue every 70 miles, and then it's just mountains, and then it's weird.
It's like the sand people of Tatooine.
Yeah, the highways are nice though, man. The highways out there are nice.
Well, all of Europe, the highways are nice. Yeah. They got that shit much better than we did.
Definitely no sheep crossing.
No,
they're too busy.
They're too busy fucking.
Maybe those sheep are like asking for it though. We don't know. Maybe those Italian sheep.
Yeah, they're sexy.
Fuck me.
Another interesting story about my father's town. The Nazis during World War II came and killed all the men in the fucking town. They blew the
goats.
The mayor's they blew the goats. They shot the mayor's kids right in front of them.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Really? What a weird town to cross into because that's so southern. I don't know. That doesn't make sense for the
Nazis.
I didn't
thought the Italians
strategically.
Weren't the Italians with the Germans? Why would they shoot the Italians?
Well, they kind of... The South was different, though. The South of Italy was
the
a
peace.
Little different. I think people in general were just, like, taking advantage of having power over communities.
Right.
In all of World War II and Vietnam. Like, in Vietnam, I'm sure many American soldiers raped Vietnamese women. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. You've seen the movies.
Oh, yeah.
They got guns. These people are helpless. I'm sure that happened in Italy. Mussolini, because, I'm pretty sure the South didn't agree with Mussolini at all.
Well, no, it wasn't even the South. Mussolini got thrown out of power and then got put back into power. Like, the King of England was... The Italians are a very indecisive fucking people, period, but Mussolini was in power. They threw him out. Then the Nazis broke him out of jail, and they put him in fucking place again.
I didn't know that.
Well, he was the man.
Who, Mussolini?
Yup.
Fellow Italians hung him and spit on him when he was killed.
Yeah, they brutalized him, dude. His body looked horrible.
I mean, if you ever notice any war statistic, you know, more casualties are always people who are not. They're all civilians,
right?
Well, even the war is going on now. It's like, you know, like,
well, those are 50, casualties of war.
Yeah, but more people die as casualties of war than they do as soldiers of war.
It depends.
No, it's true.
Is that nowadays, a true fact? Yes.
People
because
just get
nowadays it's
bombs
like,
and stuff.
Yeah, it's
like
not
that.
Like trench warfare where they weren't in a fucking town.
Well, that's
now
what I'm trying
urban.
To say. Like, yeah. That's the whole towns get decimated yeah, right. now. And but even like in World War II, they were going to a town. But it has happened throughout all history. They would sack a town. When you sack the town, you're killing everybody in that town. You're raping the women. Yeah. You're taking the kids as slaves. You're killing all the men. It happened every time because it's the spoils of war. And that never changed. That doesn't change, you know, in World War II. Guys would go into towns, rape
no,
the women.
Heard,
fuck all the sheep.
Yeah, fuck
I heard
all the sheep.
Hitler had pretty strict rules about that soldier conduct, though. Like, I heard the Nazis weren't that bad, like, to the people, like, in the villages that they took over.
It doesn't matter what Hitler wants. It's about the people who are in the fucking war, in the trenches. They're not going to, no one's going to tell them no.
They'd fucking shoot you in the head if you stepped out of line. The Russian army, they were shooting their own guys.
Yeah, but that's not fighting. That's different from taking what you want because you risked your life to... You know, take over a town, take over some right. land. The point is, they just wanted them to keep taking land.
Right.
You win, you know, with war
you keep
ground you take.
Right.
Yeah. So they don't care what happens to the people in that
town. I think a lot of blind eyes are turned in warfare.
Sure.
My uncle, my uncle pretty much had a slave in a war.
I'm sorry, but that's
no. It's a very true story. It was the Portugal Angola.
I want a slave.
And he had like a woman that just like. Did everything she just went with him.
Right.
She was like,
you mean a wife?
It was an Angolan woman.
No, she didn't talk back.
No, I'll never forget because I asked him what her name was because he told me the story when I was 12 years old. I was fishing on his boat and I was like, oh, what was her? He was like, oh, I had a woman over there. And I was like, what was her name? He goes, they didn't have fucking names. And that's what he said.
Growing up.
The good old days.
Now give me a beer, Justin. Stop crying.
That wasn't even a slave. That was body armor. If he started getting shot at, he would just.
Oh, I don't think he gave one shit about whoever right. she was.
Oh, sure.
I don't know. Maybe she lived happily ever after. I have no idea.
Where is Angola?
Africa.
Well, that's
Africa.
So she was a.
It was a Portuguese colony.
It was a Portuguese colony, and they revolted, and the Portuguese had a war right around the same time as Vietnam. My uncle was in it.
You mean the war in Vietnam?
Vietnam. But the thing about Vietnam is like... If you went to Vietnam as an American, yes, it sucked. But you did like 3 months and then you were out. And then you would have to do it another 3 months. My uncle did three years straight into the jungle. He didn't.
Right.
I mean, he was pretty successful.
No, he was alone in the jungle for 6 months out of that.
No, who you become after that? Like, you ever seen John Rambo or the guy from Apocalypse Now?
Ben Stiller in Tropic Thunder.
What was the name of the guy? The Marlon Brando's character in Apocalypse Now? That's got to drive.
The second you say it, I'll know it.
That's got to drive you crazy, though. I mean, just to be there all that
time.
Yeah,
well, just not being able to talk to somebody. It's a good thing he had a slave. At least he could yell at her.
Well, my uncle, all of his platoon was murdered when he went to take a shit on Christmas Day.
Jesus Christ,
man. It was him and one other guy. One other guy, went to take a shit in the other direction because obviously you went a little away from the camp when you poop in the jungle.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't want to poop up
the
camp.
No, and his whole platoon was, everybody was decapitated and their generals were cut off and put in their mouths.
Jesus
Colonel
Christ.
Kurtz.
So I never used to, Kurtz, there you go. But he used to, like, you never used to see him for about a month straight around Christmas time.
Right.
He would give me my gifts in, like, mid-November.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
I can understand that, man.
So I'm saying
I can't even imagine the trauma he went through.
Oh, dude, he used to chase around people on Lake Avenue in Yonkers with his .357 Magnum all the time.
Holy shit!
Oh no, he was a sick fuck. Like he was great to me. Don't get me wrong, But yeah, he had, you know,
yeah, it's not
he
his
had
fault,
a lot
though.
Of PTSD, and they weren't treated for
no,
it.
No, no, especially
the,
not
these
no.
Portuguese immigrants. They were not. Well, they weren't immigrants. He was Portuguese,
right?
But he came to America afterwards. And
a lot of veterans back in the day would just drank when they got home. That's
well,
all
that's
they
what
could
he
do.
Did. Yeah. You know what I mean? Although I never remember seeing him like
shithoused.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they didn't.
He
have
kept
him.
That to himself. Like, I think he drank in solitude. I don't think he really went out.
They didn't have, whatchamacallit, like in World War II when you got back. They just say, patted you on the back.
Right.
Good job.
Here you go. Make a baby. Well, have yeah. a, buy a house.
Go
they
to work.
They didn't discover PTSD until, like, Vietnam.
Well, they had shell
shock. Or they didn't have a name
Vietnam,
for it. They called it shell shock.
They called it shell shock, yeah.
And shell shock, right. They didn't have any, like, science behind. They were just like, oh, it's from the waves, from the grenades and all that stuff, which actually might have been partly true.
Well, they just treated it as a nervous condition, like your fucking nerves are shot from being in war, you know?
Yeah, they didn't, everybody's different, and everybody goes through different
they
shit.
They called it other things like battle fatigue.
Yeah.
It's all the same stuff. It's just different words for it. Yeah.
You're tired? No, I'm not tired. I'm fucked up in the head.
I'm tired of fighting.
Yeah, I'm tired.
I was tired of fighting the second I shot this first bullet.
I'm tired every time I close my eyes. I see demons.
Yeah. dude. Speaking of that, Apocalypse Now, they say that's the best. Vietnam vets say that's the best movie to represent what it was
really?
Like.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's not been Forrest said Gump. Many times.
Not Forrest, not Forrest Gump. Gump. I'm a retard in the wilderness. I'm okay. I got shot in the buttocks.
Did you ever hear the story about Forrest Gump 2? They wrote a script for Forrest Gump 2.
Really?
And it never got made. But it was basically a continuation on his life from the 80s to present day.
Right.
And it was the same shit. Him just in random... like shit throughout the eight, like he was at the Berlin Wall collapse
right.
and all that stuff. You know what I mean? It was just a sequel to it. They never made it. They were like, this is ridiculous.
It was a retarded reboot.
Yeah.
It's actually one of the best movies ever.
It's a good movie for sure.
It's not
soundtrack's
the best
incredible.
Movie ever, but it's good. Why do you say it's the best movie ever?
Why? Because it's everything. It makes you laugh. It makes you cry. He played a mentally retarded person.
Well, so does,
he didn't go full retard.
It's one of the best performances ever.
Steel Magnolias was good too.
Steel Magnolias.
If you're a fag.
Made me laugh, made me cry. Those girls, all they want to do is have fun, have a couple drinks, and live a sassy southern life. Mm-mm, girlfriend. Hey, Justin. Justin's back.
I don't think anybody noticed I was gone.
No, it was all good. I wanted to let that one
pee-pee.
Keep continuing the show. That sucks. I mean, you got... Your uncle went through his trauma. Your uncle fucked sheep.
Fuck sheep. Right. Murph, what'd your
sheep
uncles
went
do?
Through a lot of trauma.
That's it. Hang out.
I ain't telling you nothing about my shit. All I remember about my uncle was that he was just a big alcoholic. I don't remember like
did he have
anything.
A cool story behind it?
Was he a war veteran?
No, unless you think drinking a lot's cool. No, he just drank a lot.
Guy I work with, his father was a merchant marine during World War II, and he got sunk like 3 times. That must have fucking
sucked.
So it
was not very good.
That must have sucked.
If you survived getting sunk 3 times.
Yeah, 3 times.
That's pretty incredible, actually.
I mean, not for nothing. He said after after the war was over, he went home and he became like a real hard drinker. But I could understand that too. Imagine it's pitch black in the middle of the fucking ocean. Your boat sinks. And you're just floating there for days.
Yeah, but
until,
a merchant marine, that's not even a legitimate armed force.
It's
forces.
Not an armed force. No, they sent the supplies over. Yeah.
I've went into fucking like blackout binges because a girl broke up with me. You know what I mean? Like, I can't imagine if I was in like a war zone.
I like to drink. I would just lean more towards hard H.
Dude, falling off a cruise ship is the fucking scariest thing I could comprehend. That scares me so.
Well, because you're in the middle of nowhere.
Well, you're probably gonna get sucked right into the propeller anyway.
You think?
Yeah.
No, not if you get jumped off the front.
Well, then you definitely would because it's passing right over you.
Right over you.
No, but if you're on the side
of
the boat.
If you're on the side, I think you'll be all
right. No, I think that it has so much balls it's pulling you right in.
Yeah, it's true.
So much balls.
Yeah, but you know what? People have fallen overboard. I've never heard of people being sucked into the propeller.
Well, because they just vanish and that's it. They're not.
Yeah, right.
Tell
they don't, usually they don't just, find them. Yeah.
They didn't
just
write a book about it. Twink.
I fell into pieces.
I remember. remember there was like a year where like people just kept disappearing off of cruise ships. Dude.
And like, it's funny because like they would, like a woman would go missing and everyone would know the husband did it, but they have no proof. So he just
That's
got
a good
away
place
with
to
it.
Lose the bitch.
Right.
Well, what's the famous actor that did that to Natalie, whatever?
Natalie Wood.
Natalie Wood.
Chris Walken?
No.
And what was his name?
Chris
Robert?
Walken was there, yeah, apparently.
I'm going to push you
Robert,
off the boat.
Was it Robert? It
wasn't Rob Wagner. Rob Wagner.
Oh, yeah, Robert Wagner. Right,
yeah.
Right.
Hey, you all go off the boat? I'm going to push you.
Nothing.
I'm going to push you off the boat. That's a great
up
impression.
His ass.
Up his ass. He's got a watch. Up his ass.
I just watched The King of New York.
Unbelievable.
Great movie. The subway scene's my favorite.
It is pretty good.
And again, I've seen this movie before. This isn't one of the classics I've missed. But I saw it, like, it came on, like, Showtime or one of them.
Yeah.
I was like, I gotta rewatch this.
It's a really good movie.
But it's so awkward when Christopher Walken, like, first comes back and he, like, just dances and he's like,
he's the King of New York. He's Frank White.
But you're watching it, and it's just like, how are all these black guys listening to this one white guy?
Larry Fishburne is awesome in that movie.
Larry Fishburne is the best character in that
movie. He's just fingering his girl's clam on the train, like, 4 in the morning.
No, Larry Fishburne, the best is at the end during the shoot. He goes, where's the chicken, motherfucker?
Chicken is good.
The best line in the whole movie is when Walken pulls up in the fucking car, and he rolls the window down, and he just goes, you're dead! And he just shoots the guy right
now. No, he doesn't say you're dead, because I just watched it. What does he say? He was just like, hey, you! He just says something like that.
Really?
And the guy turns around, and he puts that snub-nosed shotgun right up to it. Yeah, he does that.
I'm shooting you
with
shooting a shotgun.
You say goodbye. You are
Suicide Kings?
Yeah, that movie's all right.
That's fucking hysterical.
That's good. I like Jay Moore. I know a lot of people don't. But
Ira, you're the man.
This is House. He's the man.
But the King of New York, man, when he's on the subway, I wanted to fuck him on the subway. When the guy tries to fuck with him and his girl, and he just
comes
like...
Come to the Plaza Hotel.
Yeah,
I got a job
for you.
Got jobs.
Ask him.
Bad Walken impression is even better than a good one. Right?
I don't think mine's even good. I think mine's very over exaggerated, but it works.
That was gangster, man.
No, now I can't do it. Now I'm thinking about it too much.
It sounds like he's deaf.
Yeah.
Well, he's from New Jersey.
I'm pretty sure. No, but dude, his like eyes and facial expression, the entire reason why he got that role, like, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't. It's not that he's a bad actor. Christopher Walken's an amazing actor.
How about when Joe Dirt? But he's good at Joe Dirt.
He is good at Joe Dirt.
In New York.
He's good at dodgeball too. He's not dodgeball.
Balls of Fury.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah, the best thing about him is that he never turns down anything.
He won't turn
down.
He'll
just fucking take it.
He's great.
Maybe he'll do our show.
Ping pong, or as they call it in China, ping pong.
The whole show would just be us going, "Hey, can you say this?" It's just him saying shit for
and
us.
We'll bring in Dara. We'll bring in Mike Figgs. Yeah. And we'll bring in everybody
he
that does Walken impressions.
We should have Christopher Walken do the crab.
Yeah.
Here's Christopher Walken again.
Here's me doing a joke.
All right. You made him sound very different.
I'm a crab.
You want to hear another salacious Hollywood story?
Apparently, I don't even know what that means.
Salacious, like
apparently,
salacious crumb.
Roman Polanski fucked that like 14-year-old girl
hot
at Jack Nicholson's house.
Hot.
Wait, like while Jack Nicholson knew about
the
it?
The whole reason Roman Polanski's in all that fucking trouble is because he fucked a girl at Jack Nicholson's house.
What are you doing in my house? You're fucking a 14-year-old girl without me? What are you crazy?
Right. Yeah, but wasn't that legal then?
No,
no,
it wasn't legal.
It was just frowned upon?
Yeah, it was pretty much just you got a slap
Jimmy
on
Page
the wrist.
Page got away with it for quite some time.
Baby, baby, baby.
You see what's happening with now? He's being sued because they're saying that he stole the opening riff to Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah. What's the name of the band? I forget now. Fuck.
They stole a lot of stuff.
They did. I watched. There's a bunch of YouTube videos about
it. It's depressing.
He's in a battle with Robbie Williams. You know, remember Robbie Williams?
The English singer?
The English singer. They're neighbors. And Robbie Williams wants to build some shit onto his house or something. And Jimmy Page won't let him. Because he's like, he says it's going to fuck up the classic house vibe.
Well,
of
didn't
the
he
neighbor.
Buy the devil worshipper's house?
Yeah. Well, no, he owned some haunted ass house. No, it was Aleister Crowley's house in Scotland. Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't he buy that?
Yeah.
No, Nicolas Cage owned the haunted house in New Orleans.
Right.
Yeah. I forget the name of the chick who was supposed to be. She killed all her slaves in that mansion.
Oh yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Madame
Marie Laveau.
Yeah, something. Yeah. No, Marie Laveau.
I don't know
Laveau
what you guys are talking about.
Marie Laveau was that witch. Was that voodoo witch
from New Orleans?
No, no, no. I'm talking about there's an old house in New Orleans on Royal Street. It's a mansion, and it was this lady who owned it, this French lady back in the 1780s. Okay. She like murdered all the slaves. She like did all these weird experiments.
Yes, yeah.
In
I
the
know
attic
what you're
with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She mangled them.
Dr. Mengele, I presume. Yeah, she fucked all those guys up. And there was like a big fire at the house. And apparently the cook tried to kill herself by setting herself on fire.
Uh-huh.
She didn't want to end up upstairs. So all the cops went upstairs. And they saw people like in boxes with their arms and legs broken.
Yeah.
And like people with like skewers through their head. And people with like their brains open and shit like that. Just
I feel
rotting
like the
flesh.
Humidity does that to people. Like yeah. That shit always happens in like hot fucking places.
It was hot, officer.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, I was talking to, like, a restaurant owner the other day, and he was talking about how all cooks are fucking annoying to deal with, like, as a boss, like, as somebody who owns a restaurant.
Right.
And he was like, I'm telling you, something about the fucking heat, it makes these people nuts.
Right, it's stress and heat, too.
And you think about New Orleans, have you ever been, I went to New Orleans in the summer. That'll make you go fucking
that's
weird.
That's retarded.
It's I could see you getting it, like, seeing shit in the middle of the day. Because
I went there in April, and it was hot.
It's hot all the time, but like if you go to July, it's like 100 degrees,
and
but
humid.
It's the 100% humidity that fucking kills you.
That's so gross.
Because yeah, I've been in 126 degrees in Arizona, and not for nothing, they're fucking weird in Arizona, too.
Yeah.
They're weird in all those hot places. Mm. I'm telling you, there's got to be a link.
Florida?
Between. Well, obviously, yes, there we go. Yeah. But boom, Florida man. I wasn't even thinking about Florida man. But
which I don't understand.
But like, you don't hear about this shit in like Alaska. You don't hear about this shit. I mean, you hear about some weird Fargo shit and like Montana murders and stuff,
also,
but not to the level.
Also, you know what? If where in a place where it's super duper cold, the body is well preserved. So people probably a lot of people won't kill somebody just because they know they won't get away with it. You know what I mean?
I guess that's true too. But I just think that swampy air, like it's like first season
horrible.
True Detective.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like that
everybody's
fucks with people.
As fuck.
Think about it. Yeah. If you sweat all your life, you might be angrier. You
right.
know what I mean? Like,
well, your brain's not getting electrolytes.
That's true, too. And people die quicker in, just, I'm saying, without murders. People live longest in cold temperatures.
Is that a true fact?
Yes.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, positive.
So why all the old folk move to fucking Florida?
To die. But they lived their whole life.
It's Heaven's waiting room.
Yeah. They did live their whole life in, like, New York and New Jersey or wherever, though.
Or Kansas.
No, I mean, because it is perfect. Florida's perfect for old people. You know what I mean? Because they're always cold.
The weather's good.
Yeah.
You ever see People Under the Stairs?
Yes. It was awesome.
That I never watched that because when that movie came out, we had to be in, like, fourth grade.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
The commercial scared me, and I was like, I'm not seeing
that. I told my daughter that she had a twin sister living in the basement.
Roach?
No, called Chloe.
And did she believe you?
Huh?
Did she believe
you? She was like three, yeah. And I told her if she was bad, I was going to put her in the basement with her.
Trade places
with her twin. Yeah, and I would take her twin sister out.
It's not a bad idea, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a bad idea. It's not a bad strategy,
hey,
I should say.
You tell your kids there's Santa Claus. What's the difference? You tell them there's a little demon kid living under the stairs.
Right.
Eats bugs and, you know, scurries around with big eyes because they can't see.
What was Bart Simpson's brother that lived in the basement?
I remember that, yeah.
What was his name?
Ah, fuck. It wasn't Lester. That was the other Bart Simpson-looking kid. Was Lester.
Lester the molester?
Lester and Liza was the Lisa Simpson one.
Yeah. If you say it, I'll remember
you see
it.
Now they're also saying that the Simpsons predicted that that chick.
Greta Thunberg? Yeah, I've seen that.
What, the little Swedish girl?
Yeah, uh-huh. Lisa Simpson.
That girl, not for nothing. All right. It's funny what's going on with this because people are like, she's mentally ill, and they're like, don't say that about her. And it's like, no, she's mentally ill. She has prescriptions.
Well, they're saying
like
that whole speech that she did was stolen also.
She has
Asperger's.
But here's the thing. The reason they use that girl is because anytime somebody says anything negative about her, everybody piles on them.
Well, that's
like,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, you can't talk that way about a little girl.
That was another tactic used by the Nazis.
Yeah.
The Nazis?
The Nazis. Nazis.
Oh, Nazis.
Yeah, you seen that picture, the propaganda poster? It looks just like her.
Oh, same Hugo.
Hugo, yeah.
Hugo, yeah.
Hugo.
His there brother in the attic.
Eat your fish heads, Hugo.
Yeah, poor Hugo.
How about when they take them to like Disney World and he's looking for the Bort license plate? And yeah. Like, all they have is Bort. Borts.
Yeah.
Bort. Out of Bort. Who's the name? We're all out of Bort license plates. We need more
Borts.
I'm sorry. Did you call my son? No, my son is also named Bort.
Bort. Now the Simpsons, his brother's name would be fuck Trump.
Yeah.
Well, the Simpsons have been pretty good. We're not touching any of that.
Well, no,
they do now.
No, that's not true.
That's
did you see the episode last year where Grandpa Simpson kissed a dude? Grandpa Simpson.
What does that have to do with Trump?
Grandpa Simpson went gay last year, dude.
So?
So they're ruining all the original characters.
So?
Oh, but I'm just saying it's
bad.
Not. But they're not getting political. They're not saying anything.
You know what it is? Here's what ruined it. Remember a few years ago when that Indian dude made that whole big stink about Apu?
Yeah.
That's what started this fucking decline.
Well, Simpsons has been around for so long, it's bound to decline at some point. The writers aren't the same. Like, they change out every couple of years.
Well, the writers are all, they're probably all like little millennials from Harvard now.
Yes, right. They have that chick. What's her name? Megan Amram. She's like one of the head writers now on The Simpsons.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
But that chick is, she's been on Twitter forever.
Yes.
She was really funny.
No, she's a total communist.
So what? There's a lot of communists.
Well, that's why The Simpsons, Grandpa Simpson's making out with dudes.
But she doesn't, bro, she's not a political cunt. Like, she doesn't like, she's not like those journalists, those blue check journalists that all they do. They don't know comedy, but they comment on it.
Well, those people aren't even journalists. They write a blog and they
get
a blue check.
Not for nothing. I'm pretty sure if we pay a publicist like $300, we could have a blue check. It's not a big deal. We should just get one just to have it. So, like, just.
Also, I think Twitter manipulates the fucking Trump's tweets because they put all the negative ones right below his fucking tweet, like the replies.
They totally do.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they do, though.
Dude, there's a reason they don't ban him, and it's because they're making so much, like...
Well, they're giving him enough rope to hang himself.
That's what I'm saying. That's their material. Like, well, they don't have anything if Trump stops.
Did you see he blocked somebody on Twitter, and they said it was unconstitutional for the president to block somebody on Twitter? Did you see that?
Dude, I'm so disgusted every time I look at Twitter. And I get roped into those fucking comments.
It's annoying.
I got into an argument recently. Anyway, go ahead.
Go ahead.
What were you going to say?
No, no, you finish your thought.
No, it wasn't anything.
Who did you fight with?
No, it was because somebody said it was conservatives have been like, they're the ones that had the slaves or something like that. And I just wrote, actually, the Republican Party freed
the slaves.
That's hysterical. It's true.
And then, like, 18 people said something against me, and I'm like, all right, well, that's true, but okay. You guys.
You should have brought up the vote.
Mob mentality.
That's white male propaganda.
I don't have the energy. That vote was like 177
white
to
males.
Zero.
What? I don't have the energy to look.
Yay and nay to free the slaves.
You're white males.
No, no, it was all. There was like one or two Democrats that voted to free the slaves. All of the.
It was zero.
Oh, it was zero? Yeah.
77 to zero.
Yeah, I think you're right. And then somebody wrote to me, and they were just like, you can't compare the Republican Party from 1860 to the Republican Party
now.
Why not? Why not, you fucking asshole?
I guess different issues back then, right?
Yeah, but it's all the same shit. The Democrats are just trying to enslave people with
votes. Republicans should be able to coast for a couple more hundred years because they freed slaves.
And they started the goddamn country.
That's a big one.
Yeah. Was it George Washington? Wait, was he? Did they
no,
even have parties?
No, he was.
Yet?
They had the Whig party.
The
back
Whigs.
Then, yeah.
Let's bring back the Whigs. What's going on with the Whigs?
We got plenty Whigs now.
Right.
Why don't we just start the Whig party?
The Whig party. Just wear a wig.
Do you want to just do the show? Can we find? Where can you find like old
a powdered wig?
Yeah,
get them on Amazon.
I think we should do our shows with that from now on.
Pretty dope.
Just never talk politics, but always wear powdered wigs.
I would get the bald one. It just does like the George Costanza.
The Gibraldi?
Yeah.
Well, I think if you want to talk politics, you can only talk politics when you're wearing... We'll get one wig, and then we each pass it around.
It's like the talking stick.
Right. That would be awesome. That would be so awesome.
Pass it around like
That's
the conch.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, that way...
And a full robe, and it just...
Carmen's looking up how to buy it right now.
That way we don't have to spend money on four wigs.
No, just one.
I know, more.
And you can't talk unless you have the baton or the wig, whatever
right,
it is.
Put the wig.
Well, did you already find one? He's already got...
They're on Amazon. There's a lot of shitty, like, Halloween costume ones. I want a good one.
Get one that just doesn't itch the shit out of your head, because that's the worst.
It doesn't matter what you get.
Oh, look at this
Can
one.
Can we go to this Halloween party all wearing these wigs?
Yeah, you have to dress up as a gangster. So
no, I want the Ben Franklin one. That'd be dope.
Why? What's the difference? Because he's got the ponytail.
No,
right?
he's bald.
Oh, you need the bald one?
I want the bald one, yeah.
So you and Zen House are no, just one and we all share it. That's it.
Here it is.
You're thinking too much. Oh, Carmen wants the one that starts halfway back to head.
Like, yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
Ear,
right,
ear
I know what you mean.
The Gibraldi.
Yeah.
The Gibraldi. The Jabroni.
But that's not fair because
Carmen's
I can't
wearing
wear that.
It.
The three of you can. I can't.
You can. It'll go on your head.
And I'll just have bangs.
It's a bald cap.
No, get one where we can just take it off easy and put it on.
All right,
do that after the show.
Yeah,
that's fine.
He's
fucking.
Funny
he's Amazon. Yeah, he's Amazon-y.
I didn't realize it was so easy. Some of them
look at this
like,
guy. Why would they hire the ugliest man in America to model this wig? Look at this guy. What is that?
You know what? You got a point there. I'm not even going to get mad at you for saying something that people can't see.
Yeah, he looks like me.
That's pretty
he
bad.
Like,
show
like
Murphy that up close.
He looks like Earthworm Jim. Why would you hire that guy to model your wig?
You know what movie? Speaking of movies, you know a movie I was watching recently that's amazing? You should watch it on Hulu. Idiocracy.
Oh,
yeah.
It's
a great movie.
It's amazing.
You know what? That made me want to fuck Maya Rudolph so bad.
So hot in that movie.
I think she's so hot in that. She's aged badly, kind
yeah.
of.
Yeah. Black cracked.
I'd still fuck her, though. Just because of that
she
movie.
She had a slamming body
so
in that movie.
Movie.
I just seen a movie with her in it recently, too, and I was like, you know what? I'd still sling
you know
some
what it is? It's because she's not stereotypically hot. She's actually kind of a weird-faced person.
Right.
But there's just something about her. You're like, she'd be fun. Like,
she had
she'd
rocking
be
tits
fun.
Back in the day.
Back in the day, she had a rocking whole body, actually.
Yeah.
But Idiocracy was great.
But that was like, you know when Charlie Chaplin did The Dictator?
Yeah.
Like, he did this whole speech about Hitler, and, like, he, like, predicted pretty much the takeover of Hitler.
Right.
He pretty much predicted it. Like, he saw what was going on in Germany in the 30s, and he knew there was some shit going on.
And he shaved that
mustache. People called
them
crazy. People called him an asshole. They were fucking screaming at him. You're a fucking communist. You're a fucking loser. And then when the World War II broke out, he was a genius.
They said he had a giant baloney, too.
Who, Charlie Chaplin?
I read an interesting conspiracy
and
theory.
And he used to shove it in 13-year-old girls' pussies.
Hitler was actually a Zionist Jew.
All right. What I'm trying to say is...
We're going to go down a wormhole.
What I'm trying to say is...
dip into this at all.
The Idiocracy is like the new form of that.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, he predicted this. This is over. It's over 10 years old, the movie, and people are like, this is stupid.
I don't think people are going to be that retarded in 100
in
years.
500 years? It was 500 years.
Right now.
Yeah, I could see Terry Crews being the president and shooting people.
Dude, give it 20 years. Give it 20 years,
no,
it'll be like
that.
It's
not going to get that ridiculous.
Because there's going to be more views running around.
Eventually, what's
more views.
Eventually, what's going to happen is people are going to snap from all this, like, PC shit. You know what I mean?
I think the pendulum's going to swing the other way as well.
Yeah, it always does. It's cyclical. All this shit is cyclical.
That doctor scene
was
great.
It is a hard word to say.
Because it turns out you talk like a fag.
Yeah, your shit's all retarded.
Your shit's all retarded.
But that movie does make sense, though. It's like it's true because it is very true that all the uneducated people are totally procreated much more than
absolutely.
The educated people.
100%.
So just math alone, that's what's going to happen. You know what I
more
mean?
More and more retardeds.
You have a microphone there on your leg.
He's doing it. Shut up.
He's got Murphy's yeah. protesting.
Yeah.
He's mad. Nocturne.
It's a silent protest.
It's a silent protest. Road chode, toad bode.
Shudder put out a creep show.
That's the best. Bro.
And it's so good. It's
that kind of infringes on us.
It's a show. It's not a movie now. It's a series. Really? And it's like two different stories per episode. And the guy who the executive producer of Walking Dead did this. It's pretty fucking
really?
Dope. Yeah, it's really good.
I liked
Creep Show.
The first one, the first episode.
It's from the 80s.
Yeah, the first episode, okay. The first story was written by Stephen King.
Really?
And then the next one was another horror writer. And it's like all like famous people wrote the stories, you know what I mean? It's pretty cool.
Pretty cool. I was even looking forward to the Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
Like this fucking idiot's doing it.
Yeah.
White people.
Jordan Peele.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
He's great.
No,
what
I like Jordan
about?
Peele. What's wrong with Jordan
he came
Peele?
Out, he said, I'm just never going to cast a white person
that's
as
fine.
His lead.
That's
but
fine.
Wait, he's half white.
I don't give a fuck what he is. No reason to come and say that.
I agree with that. I agree with you saying that. But Jordan Peele, I don't know. He seems like a nice guy. It
no
probably
reason,
got taken out
no
of context.
What context is there to be taken out of?
Was that a quote? Was that a direct
word
quote?
Word for word. He said, I don't ever see myself casting a white person as the lead in one of my movies. There's no reason to say that.
I mean,
he's a black dude.
I don't give a shit what he is.
You might just feel like, especially in horror movies, black guys never had the leads. Besides Candyman, he's
as
right.
Long as
that's fine, then you don't have to say that.
They always die first.
You say a lot of things.
As long as
I'm not making movies.
Not yet. As long as Tarantino can keep using the N-word in every movie, that's fine.
It's true. That's what I'm saying. I can't get that man at Jordan Peele. Because
why is he exempt from any, like... How did he get
because
out of
he has black... Because he casts black people. And the black people are cool with it. So everyone else is cool with it.
But I agree with Murph. There was just no reason to say it.
He
said it out of nowhere.
He gets a lot of flack for it.
He should,
but he doesn't lose any jobs because of it.
He is half white and he has a white wife.
Oh, we're talking about two different things.
His kids are going to be a quarter, I mean, only one quarter black.
We're talking about,
what do you call them?
Quadroons. I was talking about Tarantino, but.
Isn't there a word for it? I mean, it might be a very racist word, but I'm not saying it in a hateful way. Quadroons?
I think so.
I think that was the old, that goes out with mulatto.
It's
like
old
mulatto's
shit.
It's an old word.
It's like plantation words.
Right.
I'm just saying. It's
Fonzanoon?
I love how Fonzanoon means nothing of it, and it sounds
if you were
so
an
awful.
Old black woman, you would say that child has good hair.
Good hair, right.
She got that good hair.
He got that good hair, though.
Oh, Fonzanoon.
Anyways.
It's not really good hair at all, though.
What do you mean?
What, white hair?
Black hair?
No, they're saying it when it's more like white hair, it's good hair.
Yeah, that's what they call it. When a black person has like straight, manageable hair,
like
they call it.
Not nappy hair.
Yeah, they call it good hair.
That's a real pain in the bowl.
Like Halle Berry or maybe what's his name? Lenny Kravitz.
Right. Ray has pretty good hair. It's a little
about
curly.
To say,
but
your son, I wasn't going to bring him up before you did. Ray's got very good hair. Are you kidding me? Yeah. That's the softest hair in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Ray got the good genes on that one.
Yeah, it's like a sheep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, not at all. Not at all. Because, no, listen, and this isn't racist at all. I'm a barber. I deal with different people's hair, and there's some
I like
black
people's hair.
Don't get me wrong. There's some Jewish people, too, with the same fucking hair.
Yeah, and Italians, too.
Some, but it's more Jewish. No,
like Frankie Carbone.
My clipper will almost...
Oh, my God, Frankie Carbone.
Frankie Carbone, yeah, exactly. Ugh. He had the fro.
How did he do that?
No, but there's some people's hair, like my clipper, like...
It's stuck in it.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean. Like, and it's not me being racist. It's, that's a physical thing.
Do black people? Do
it's
black barbers?
Fuck.
Do black barbers have different like electric
clippers?
Razors?
No.
Then
no, they got the same shit. They
it's
just they
gas,
know
it's gas powered.
No, yeah. They yank it like a lawnmower. Yeah. No, it's I don't know what they do differently.
I think they get their hair cut more often.
I cut nothing but black and Spanish people for the first, like, 6 months of my career. And most of them, it was like they came every couple weeks, so it never got like that. But if you have somebody that didn't come for, like, 2 months and it was, like, matted down, like, really. But if you have the time for it, you could, like, put conditioner in there first and, like, dry it out.
That had to be
hard.
You had to prove yourself, huh? Because they're, like, white boy cutting my hair.
Oh, I had. You know how many Latin kings used to come into the shop when I was in the city? And it was just like, man, you better not fuck up my line. And like, I'm like nervous. I'm like, I'm just learning. I'm like, fuck, I got to shape this dude up. So I got to keep a steady hand on his forehead. And like, if that line ain't straight, like, and these guys were getting, this was a school. So they were just getting $5 haircuts.
Yeah. But they demand the best.
But they can't.
Right. I would be like, you really give a shit. Go to a fucking, like an actual barbershop.
I better make sure my hair is perfect to not go to work tomorrow.
Dude, I had one guy that would come in like six deep every fucking week.
Ugh.
And he, so there was papers they would give out to like the homeless or people in needy to get haircuts. And supposedly they were supposed to like get showered at their shelters before they came. It was supposed to like, if they had,
you had to deal with bums.
Like that. Yeah. Oh. I never had a real dirty bum, though.
Oh, okay.
No, but I would get, like, I had one, like, group of Latin kings that used to come in, and I happened to be one of the, like, better ones there just because I was simply there longer.
They just thought you were Latin anyway?
I don't think they thought I was Latin.
Yo, muchacho, break it.
But the worst, I had one guy that came every fucking Monday. Every Monday with this paper that he obviously just copied at Caesars, at Staples. And made like
Caesar's. No, you're right. It was Caesar's.
Yeah.
It was written in crayon. It said one free haircut.
It was Caesar's.
No, and he would sit there and he'd be so picky. And he's like, dude, you're getting a fucking free haircut. But at the same time, like, you see, like, the 4,000 chains. First of all, I don't know how he couldn't afford a haircut. with all these chains.
Right.
Well, that's how he could afford it, with all, because he was able to.
But he'd come in with like a crew, and they would just wait there, and they would all like look at me, and I'm like, cutting. I like, dude, it felt like
Wait, he had a posse.
Yeah.
He would go to a barber college.
But they were like bum Latin kings.
Oh,
they weren't
okay.
like. They weren't like. They didn't have cars or nothing,
okay,
you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
But they all wore yellow bandanas, and they came in, and the guy was like, you better not fuck me up.
Okay. That That's great.
And it was just like, dude, I'm
yeah, I'm
going to
do it on purpose.
Old. You're scaring the shit out of me right now. And no, and I never fucked him up, so we never had a problem. But still, like, there's a very, very big difference, long story short, between different ethnicities' hair. And But, like I said, Jewish people, some Jewish people have some of the worst hair like I've ever had to deal with.
Yeah, it's super thick.
Yeah, no, it's just like Frankie Carbone.
Frankie Carbone.
Frankie, well, where was he on that one? Frankie Carbone.
Running a fucking clipper through my beard when it was mad long last week, too.
Because that shit gets knotted and stuff.
Well, it's just super long.
I'm sure people who deal with that hair more, like, fucking Afro picked the hell out of it
well,
first.
Well, speak,
yeah, you have
speak
to.
Put, yeah, but I don't got time for that, so I'll just run a clipper through. You know, I obviously am in a neighborhood where I don't get too much clientele with hair like that, but,
right.
You know, it's you see these powerful-ass clippers, and they just stop. You realize.
Yo,
you
honestly,
know.
I feel bad for fucking black folk. They put, like, lye in their hair, and they put, like, all these real harsh fucking chemicals.
They shouldn't.
Well, they want to have it straight.
No, but that's the keratin treatment for... Even Italian girls and all that shit do that. Like, they just want it straight.
No, dude.
Black people put more in there because their hair is more
difficult.
Look
at black folk hair products. It's like some serious chemicals.
Why do they want it straight?
Because, you know, they want straight hair.
Why?
I don't think it's even they don't like afros. I guess afros
aren't
moving
on your head either.
No, see, I like an afro.
I love a girl with the fucking the hottest girl.
I like curly hair.
The hottest black.
Hair.
I hate when black girls they have weaves or wigs or
right.
straight.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like garbage when they got the fucking natural like fro.
Well, it also depends on how much you spend on your fucking weave. You know what I mean? You could spend like $500 to get a fucking weave done. It doesn't look like a weave. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, you just know it is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right, but I won't be touching fake hair when I'm touching a girl.
Right.
Oh, they won't let you touch the hair.
Yeah, they will.
No. That's one thing I learned.
Yo, I fucked this Jamaican girl one time. I asked her first, though. I said, okay, if I grab your hair when I fuck you, she's like, yeah, don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Did it come right off?
No, it was good.
Oh, all right.
I don't think it was a weave. I think she just had straight hair. But some of these girls, you're right. Some of these girls, I mean, you'll fucking rip that shit right off.
But women of all types have extensions, which is not nearly as excessive as a weave. But have you ever been with a girl with extensions?
Yeah.
It's weird. I've grabbed like a girl's head and you feel like the clips. You're
the
like,
clips.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And, and the thing is that you're like, but why would you even just grow your hair out? I don't
right.
understand.
They can't because when they grow it out, it looks like shit.
No, I'm talking about. No, but most white girls.
Oh, white girls,
well,
right.
White girls,
I'm talking about white girls right
even
now.
Even white girls, like, when they straighten their hair, they burn the shit out of it. With
no,
the fucking...
And sometimes when hair gets too long, it just gets, like,
what?
Dead.
What are you saying?
What?
Like, it, you know who have the best hair?
Chinks.
Indians? No, Indians, number one. Indian hair sells for, like,
the most.
Best.
And they talking about...
Cambodians, number two.
Brazilian? Brazilian hair is a thing. People buy their hair from Brazil.
Brazilian's like half black, half white. That's got to have some kink in it.
No, they fucking... That's like a popular
that's
one.
That's Portuguese and Latin. That's different. They're not black.
So it's Indian?
Brazilians?
No, a lot of them are Portuguese, though.
No, they were raped or bred.
Yeah, well, whatever.
No, but it's Portuguese and black.
You say raped, I say bred.
No, well, the whole Latin culture is pretty much a mix of native, black, and Spaniard takeovers.
It's a whole mix of rape, you're right.
Yeah, it is. It totally is.
It's a whole lot of raping going on.
Or else they look like Native Americans.
Right.
That's what they were here because they were Asians that came over.
Those Peruvian.
And they got tanned.
Right.
Brazilian, Peruvian, Indian, Malaysian, and Eurasian.
Wait. Those are number one? I thought Indian was number one.
No, it says the most sought after types of weave are Brazilian, Peruvian, Indian, Malaysian, and Eurasian.
Oh, Eurasian, Indian's third. All right.
Eurasian's like that way Eastern European shit.
Yeah, it's like near the steppes of Russia.
Well, Eurasian is a whole continent. That's not even like... That's everything from like Uzbekistan to
right.
fucking
right.
Siberia.
Right. Where they're kind of like... They're like half Eskimo, half
right.
Russian.
But I'm surprised that... Wait, what was the first one again?
Brazilian.
Brazilian?
Mm-hmm.
That's odd to me, and I'm not. I think Brazilian women are some of the most gorgeous women on earth. I'm not downplaying Brazilian women, but like, I don't think their hair would be sought after.
I think it goes by thickness too, though.
Because Indian women are known to have like some of the best.
Indian women
ever.
Are so hot until they hit about 40.
Thick, luxurious hair.
Then that shit falls apart.
No, you know what? Some of them stay pretty hot. It's just, I think it's hit or miss with Indians. It's just, we've had this discussion before. They're either like a 10 or they're like a 2.
Yeah, they're the most racist people on the planet, too. Those people fucking
hate
everybody.
I'll tell you that much.
They hate everybody but Indians, for the most part. They like white people are not too, even white people are still high on their list.
You know what? I have great relationships with every Indian person I know. They're the nicest people ever, actually.
You know, it's hot, a rich Indian girl, because she talks with an English accent, because she was raised, she went to like an English school.
That's
hot. She talks like this. She's like, yeah, you fucking hot bitch.
They got, first of all, they got like green eyes and like dark, like car leather skin.
Well, that's like the
tar babies.
I said car leather.
Oh, he said tar. He said tar leather. Tar leather.
That's like that whole camp.
No, it's like a nice
shit.
Wallet. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead. What'd you
that's
say?
That whole
I put 5 bucks in your mouth.
Shit. Like I think like the dark skinned Indians were like the untouchable ones. You know what I mean? Like
you know,
skinned.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I guess. I don't know. I feel.
I think that's how it was separated. Like the
well, the caste system has been around for thousands of years.
I don't know if that had anything to do with skin tone.
But they didn't know I think it had to do with shit on your face or not.
No, I think it did.
Most of those guys had shit
like,
on their face.
Like the Bollywood actresses, those were like the upper class.
No, but now they are because they're because the English influence. They have lighter skin. But before white people got there.
That's not true at all.
Yeah, the caste system was going on long before white people got there.
For like 8,000 years.
Of course. That's what I said. Yeah.
No, it's hot. Sometimes because they're Indian, they wear the jewels. Like in their nose and shit.
Right.
That's hot.
The forehead.
Do you think it's how
hot.
Like how black people are too with the different skin tone?
Yes. Yeah.
Like
that's how it is.
Because dark skinned black people do
the untouchables.
They get
the
mad
bottom,
at white light skinned black people.
Yeah. The untouchables were the bottom rung. Those were the darker skinned.
That's
ones.
That's due to white people intervening. Yes.
No, it's not
with the black people. It
yes.
Is. With
yes.
The Indians, no.
With the slaves, yeah. The lighter skinned blacks are treated better and they feel better than the black skinned blacks.
They feel better personally.
No, they feel like they're more confident.
They
like and they're more
if they're what's his name Terrence Owen like
right.
his tone
or Curry
to, like Wesley Snipes yeah
Wesley Snipes no Wesley Snaps
and it's funny because Wesley Snaps was just in the movie I just
that's
watched.
So funny
Snipes is like light blue
he's so purple black, they call bro. It purple.
He's if you barely cook a steak and you look at the middle.
Right.
Black and blue.
Indian caste system and skin color go hand in hand, study finds.
Oh,
that's what I said.
God. Back to the lab.
But we don't check his
skin
resources.
Pigmentation oh, and so-called caste hierarchy are intimately linked.
Okay.
Okay?
Fair enough.
So.
Good research.
So that's good.
I mean, I'm trying to. I mean, they're going into like genetics.
Yeah,
here,
we don't need to go to all this.
Right.
Yeah,
well, you know. We well, how did? Well, I. You know, Guyanese people are fucking pitch black, because they're from a hotter part of Asia, like the island. They're islanders.
No, Guyanese is in
are
Latin America.
Indian looking folks too.
They are very Indian looking, but they're from Latin America.
There are many Indian
well, they're,
Guyana is in Latin America.
Right, but they're mostly Indians.
Same with Trinidad
they
and
Indian
Tobago.
No, they're
dude.
Probably genetically mostly Indian.
Right.
But they don't like each other.
Yeah.
They're, I work with a dude, you would have sworn he was Indian, even has like an Indian accent, but he's from fucking Trinidad.
The Trinidadians.
Well, Trinidad, yeah, I a girl I know is from, her parents are Trinidadian, and she...
But they're what?
Trinidadian.
The Trinidadian.
But... You couldn't tell whether she was Indian or
right.
whatever.
Or these West Indians.
I call them the party Indians because
remember, there's a billion fucking Indians.
They're
too.
So much cooler than regular Indians.
Right.
There's a party because
what,
they
West
got that,
Indians?
Yeah, no, no.
Well,
the Guyanese. Just, the Guyanese are fucking awesome. They like their food is amazing, and the girls love the fuck. Like they're crazy. Like I was like hanging out with this Guyanese girl, and she was like, she's like, yeah, whatever. You know?
She's like,
understand.
Yeah, screw me.
They don't
I
care about their family.
I was talking to a Guyanese woman yesterday, one of the clients, but I don't understand how that little country happened in the middle of Spanish speaking Latin America.
Right.
I can tell you how.
I'm sure there's a very good reason for it.
I used to work for the Indian consulate, remember?
Yeah, so how did they... It's a small little country. It's not like Brazil.
It's the same reason why Jamaicans...
One giant part.
Well, Jamaica is also a big part of the whole Indian thing, too.
Was Guyana an English colony?
Yeah.
So then they had free travel. Like, the Indians could travel from India.
Because they look Indian.
To Guyana.
Yeah.
They totally look Indian. Okay. And that's why they get mad if you call them Indian.
And Jamaicans, when
same
you...
Same thing. That's why there's mad Jamaicans in England.
Jamaicans don't have to pay any visas to go to India.
In it.
If you have a Jamaican flag.
I don't think Jamaicans say in it, though.
In it. No, they, the Jamaican English people do.
Yeah.
I forgot if we talked about it on this show.
East London.
Because I got into an argument with my brother-in-law about this. I was saying how... Because the fact, if you do a Jamaican accent for long enough, you slip into the Irish accent.
Right.
And there's a reason for that.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if we talked about it, but what did Ireland have to do with Jamaica?
The Irish were indentured servants. They were all over the fucking place, too, like with Africans. They were together a lot.
It's a big thing that the English used to take.
You start talking like a leprechaun after you talk like Jamaican for like 3 minutes if you're trying to.
Well,
do
most
the accent.
Most of the Africans that were brought to Jamaica, they learned the English from the Irish workers that they were working with, because the Irish back in those days, under Cromwell's rule, remember Oliver Cromwell and Queen Elizabeth. Queen Elizabeth took Oliver Cromwell to round up all the Catholics, all the Irish Catholics. Especially in certain parts of Ireland, and they captured them, and they took them to places like what you call Barbados, and Jamaica, and they made them work in the sugarcane fields as slaves.
Those motherfuckers.
Oh, there we go. I have that argument now. I can't wait to argue with my brother.
Yeah.
Those fair skinned folks were probably burnt to a fucking crisp after a day.
They didn't have SPF back then, did they?
No.
But there's places.
They gave him a big hat.
Yeah.
But there's places in Barbados still, and I think not Trafalgar, but there's places in Barbados still where you see like African people.
Yeah.
Like they look like they're Jamaican, but they talk like they have an Irish accent.
Irish accent.
They like it's like a Cork accent. They talk like the Cork people talk like a Kermit the Frog.
That shit's incredibly interesting to me, actually.
Mm. Pretty amazing.
But it is, come on. It's
history
good.
History with Murphy. Ah, oh, whatever. Who gives a fuck?
These guys showed up.
Murphy's history episodes will be 6 seconds each. I really don't give a fuck.
I don't.
You don't care.
Murphy, how do you feel about the indigenous people of the Indonesian, like,
fuck
islands?
Them.
I don't know. I really don't give a
fuck. To put this full circle.
It ain't making me no scratch.
where's my cheddar?
True.
Where's my cheddar in my pocket, huh?
On that note, let's wrap this up on a strong note.
That's
great. That was a funny show.
Good times.
Well, the Mongolians is pretty interesting,
too.
So
let's wrap it up again. Anyway, good night.
You're going to double wrap Carmen's face.
Well, now I just want to hear the one. Nah, just get it.
I just love how he fucking slipped in that his uncle fucked the sheep. Isn't that great?
You know,
that's great. He just slid that in the third.
And you know what? It was early enough in the episode that most people will hear it.
Right.
So
yeah,
I'm
good.
Pretty excited about that.
So go ahead. What about
Mongolians?
What was his name? Fucking Genghis Khan. He's related to like...
Genghis is actually the real way.
He's related to like 6% of everybody on the
10%
planet.
10% of anybody with Asian descent.
Okay.
So there might be more percentage in the rest of the
world.
He's
like Kevin Bacon.
But if you're Asian, a little more than Kevin Bacon. Well, 6 degrees. I don't know. You guys do math. 6 degrees. I don't know how that works.
Of Kevin Bacon?
Does that equal 10% of people?
No, I know.
I know what 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon means. So anyway, yeah,
it's a lot.
Genghis Khan. I hate saying it because it sounds very pompous, but that is the way to say it.
He'll be all right.
Well, their thing, the Mongolian
Fucking Mongolian.
When you took over a land, you had to rape all
the
women.
Yeah, erase their culture.
Yeah.
And make them have your babies.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, exactly. You erase their heritage, you erase their culture.
What? I used to play...
The Sicilians.
Well, they made it as far as... Murph and I were there. They made it as far as Budapest. And that was the last place they conquered was Hungary.
The Moors did a lot of fucking...
The Moors, that was a different, that was the south. That was from Sicily, probably where I'm from in Italy too, Calabria, all that shit.
Yeah, they stretched out a lot of white strange.
Did you know when Genghis Khan died and they buried him, they killed everybody that went to his fucking funeral so that they wouldn't really, like, they didn't want the location of where he's buried to get out.
It's still not out.
Still nobody knows where he's buried.
Hey,
yeah.
You guys going to the Genghis's funeral? Nah, we're good.
So...
Play the game on my Sega Genesis.
I don't want to get into the Mongols because I have so much shit to say about
goddamn
the
Mongols.
Yeah, they're Mongolians.
Yeah, we'll do that next time.
Yeah, the Mongols.
Yeah, because
probably a pretty dope ass place to live though.
Mongolia? Like, it's the steppe. It sucks.
No, no. Mongolia has the least amount of people per square kilometer in the world.
Why does that make it dope?
Because I don't want to fucking live near
people.
Go
to Wyoming.
Yeah, I'm going.
All right, guys. That was good to know. Well, that's all from the creepy.
It's the harshest weather in the
No,
in
it's
the
not.
World.
It's beautiful.
Keep
they
talking
have
about
a
it.
Ton of sunshine, actually.
Yeah, for 6 hours, and then they have, like, snow.
No, there's places in Mongolia that have the most sunshine in the world.
Why don't other people live there?
Listen, I just believe everything Carmen says, because when he makes those glazed over eyes,
right?
Like, he knows he's getting into the data system, into his head, the database.
Well, that's what it is. I have a Pentium processor.
Right. Right. He's just...
His robot eyes show up?
Right. The eye of the Jew.
Yeah. They glow a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, yes. Take care of yourselves, guys. Listen to us on this podcast on iTunes or any podcast app. You can hang out with us on our Creepy Corner show at thecreepycorner.tumblr.com. You can also check out all our great clips on YouTube. Just put in the Creepy Corner and check us out at the Creep Fest for all our great Twitter updates and Instagram.
Yes, yes. Google the Creepy Corner. You'll find most of our shit. But yes, everything's Enhauser said. And hopefully we'll be in the studio next week and we'll have some new video for you guys.
And if you have a sheep, Carmen will personally come to your house and
fuck
it.
The shit
that should be a bit. Give us your sheep.
Yeah. Give us your sheep, women.
Take care of yourselves and each other.
Michael Murphy.
Bye. See Justin Gaitis, Carmen DeFabio, and Anthony Zenhauser signing out. Have a great night.
Peace.
Bitch. Bitch.
I thought one of these two was going to say something funny.
Nah, I give it an hour straight of saying something.